Learned an interesting word today. Contagion. The communication of disease from one person to another by close contact. The reason I know this word is, well, my health seems to be depleting. For I am doomed to tell the tale of Don Genetics. Plus, I have a weird burning sensation. Thank you. In this week's episode, we have the stunning conclusion of the fight to open up the Black Tower. What will happen to Lord Albert Shaw, Kazaa Kingsley, Miles Carver, Chester Winterbottom, and Kiner? Well, a lot, because each one of us fell into a deep sleep with circumstances beyond our wildest imagination. So join us now for the continuance of our amazing adventure, and thank you for listening to Dungenetics.
Materializes before your eyes as you hear cheers around you. Suddenly you feel dizzy and try to grab onto something to support your weight as a burst of white energy roars up out of the well and blasts each of you back nearly 10 feet. Downward. Landing on your back, your eyes and head throbbing as you begin to lose consciousness.
Been slimed.
The last sight you have is of Counselor Shepard and several of the Watch running down a lane towards you. However, the tower is coming into view.
Yours.
Everybody wait until everyone's got theirs first before you read it.
Right.
And
this is why. What's this different?
Basically, 2 days have passed.
2 days have passed since our headaches.
You lost consciousness and you wake up 2 days later.
Jeez.
Oh.
What? Well, we boogered this up.
Either I had a dream or I mass murdered someone. I'm just saying.
Can we share what
Can we
did?
Share?
Right. The tower is back in the prime plane. You guys were out for 2 days.
I had a very eventful 2 days.
Four of you wake up in the courthouse where the Constable Aiden was sheltering you. However, when you wake up, you find out that Constable Aiden was murdered when you guys were sleeping.
Oh, no!
What
did you
do? No one knows.
What did you do?
They came to the jailhouse to find him murdered at his desk.
Oh, Jesus.
The four of you were still unconscious. when they came to recover your bodies, when Shepard came to find you, he said that he tells you that they think that the souls that were lost polluted the water when you gave it to him. He is not sure what happened in Rosebloom, but like the water contained like a great amount of souls. He's not quite sure. He didn't plan that in his magic. He doesn't know how that happened. But when they came down, his body was gone. He was never picked up by you guys.
Oh, boy.
And what else you remember is on your sheet.
We're meeting at the bar?
We're meeting at the bar. Let's talk about our stories, cool. Our adventures that happened in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
After the first day, I remember waking up. But I'm unsure if I woke up or I was dreaming, I'm unsure. I saw Aiden. I went in Aiden's office, and I stabbed him 200 times.
Oh my God.
Over and over and over again. But I'm not sure if it was a dream or not. I don't really know. So I don't know if I killed him or I actually saw, I was in that person's body and saw a vision. Maybe it was a vision.
Well, you do see visions through the crystal skull.
Well, Albert, when you woke me up, did you see blood on my body at all? Maybe I was envisioning you doing it.
Who's next?
Who's next in this list of shit?
So my name's really not Chester.
Yeah.
What?
So.
What?
It's like Red Shoe Diaries.
I can't get in the closet. All right. So I woke up. I started to realize some of my past. So the reason I actually left my hometown is because my clan essentially betrayed me. My one true love was killed. So I.
She's not dead. She's just still left behind.
I had to get out of there. And my name is actually Vondel.
Vondel?
Vondel, with a V.
Vondel.
V-O-N-D-A-L.
Like Vondel, but Vondel.
You're not going to... Like this bondage? Is all because of the stone thing, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
It is.
Like Vantage. Don't you Vanta, Vondel?
I'm Earthborn. I have something really, really important I have to do. I'm basically the last of the dwarven people. I have to keep with you guys to make sure that this all ends correctly.
You had a childhood crush, this other dwarf. She was your chieftain's daughter. The king was dying, so whoever married her was pretty much guaranteed to be the next chief. Since you were Earthborn, it was assumed it was going to be you. However, another prominent person in your clan had you taken out and tried to kill you and dispose of you so that he could marry your love and become the chieftain. When they beat the shit out of you and were going to deposit your body on the surface, you wandered into the forest around the town of Axford, and their master of hunt found you being dragged out, killed the two dwarves that were there.
Took
you.
Just because I felt like it.
Took you back to Axford, called his father.
Named you Danny.
His father, one of the druid council, healed you and brought you back to life. However, you shut out the memory of it.
That's right.
And you chose a new name. You let go of your dwarven name.
My dwarven name is Vondel, so.
And you know Vondel. Now that the person that saved Vondel. Your life and his father is Falling Rain.
Vondel.
Ouch.
I sort of killed him already.
Yeah, that was the druid that you guys killed.
No.
Well, that stinks on ice.
That's kind of a bummer. Well, thank you.
Is that what yours pretty much says?
Oh. But that is what you remember now.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Wow, they get better.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
All right, so apparently I was the first one to wake up while y'all were unconscious. And I noticed that Aiden had been murdered. So I had spent the last day looking for the murderer. I have yet to come up with anything.
It wasn't me!
But I now have a prime suspect.
Yeah.
Because elves don't sleep as heavy as the other, so that's why he woke up first.
In addition, when I woke up, my grandfather and father were heavily present in my mind, and I feel that I must avenge him.
Oh, he's gonna kill you!
A lot! A lot?
I feel it is my place to rid this earth of all scummery and buttfuckery and leave it a much better place.
Why didn't you do anything?
What did you
do? No, wait. Because of what? Because we didn't do any. What? From the nuking of the town?
Didn't you kill the
guy? Yeah, but who knows that you nuked the town? You guys haven't told anyone.
Yeah, nobody knows that.
Yeah, we kind of swept that under the carpet.
Yeah, we kind of just lied about
it. Nobody knows.
So then why is he...
Well, basically, he had settled into this noble life of being the master of the hunt. Now, because of all the shit that just happened, he's decided he's an old. He's old for a half-elf. He's only got maybe a few more decades left. So he's basically going to leave his mark now. This is his time.
Even if I can burn it. Okay.
He's okay. Going to make sure everything works out.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So, would you like to talk about Miles?
Yes, the last 2 days have been a blur since the attack on the Duke. The explosion of supernatural energy must have triggered a transformation into my werewolf.
Oh, man.
Memories that flash back at me, hard to decipher, but you are certain you have tasted blood.
I fed you in it!
I awakened in an empty home, but through the open window, I could see the White Tower back.
It's plain.
Now, something we never do is, we never discuss these.
Well, so
like, we act like they're, like,
what,
top secret.
What information you want to share is completely up to your character.
Well, I'm very open when it comes to my story things.
But, so. You know, you may not want to tell the other people that are in the town hall.
Well, no, but...
Well,
because you're basically in the town hall.
Oh.
The five other council members are here. They're not literally in this room right now. But in the town hall, there's some watch posted around. You do learn that when you wake up, everyone's awake. They did send an expedition party into the White Tower.
Why
did
they do that? That's okay.
No one returned.
Well, duh.
I saw that coming.
And now you guys are awake. And it's up to you guys what you want to do.
Is anyone in the room we're in right now?
You guys are all together again.
Okay.
You're all awake.
With us.
Thing is, like it's
no, there's the council members are dealing with their thing. They're trying to figure out
what happened to the red shirts.
Their next expedition they're going to send in.
So we're in our own room right now.
Yeah, you have your own quarters. They give you your own quarters in the council hall.
Okay.
This is a... I don't know what happened the past couple days, guys, but they should not be sending more expeditions.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Well, I mean...
The crystal skull...
Oh, Jesus.
It's gone.
What?
That's not good.
What do you...
I say aliens took...
What did you do? What did
I didn't do anything.
What did you do?
a light came out, and I passed out. I woke up.
You let
gone.
The whole team
down.
You had one job.
You had one job, and you let the whole team down.
What? Yeah, I don't know.
This... you got the crystal skull from... It's a god, right? No, it's
It tells him the future. It tells me the future because I was looking into the murders to see the hidden blade from the murder.
Okay.
But
the evil dark guy
I
was trying to take it from him.
Use
like,
it
forever.
Again, and
so
a big blue light came out, and I don't know. That's
so
it. That's
okay.
The last thing
so the evil, but this skull has been sought after by.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's
since
so.
Long
also,
before
you
we
have
had encountered
to
you.
Do this for me. Roll these two, and record the results.
Oh, okay.
Record the results.
Record the results.
All right, write those down.
Okay.
Anybody got any ale or anything?
Ale? Oh.
My.
Oh yes.
My tongue.
Here, in character, I'm going to pour him
I have
a drink.
Better
not be a gut shaker. We'll need a
those are things you can use now. Yeah.
Part of the game.
You said that you had a bitter taste in my
I
mouth.
I did say I had a bitter taste in my mouth.
Well, you know what happened to Mark.
What
Mark
happened?
Continues.
An elf. Had his way with his mouth.
No.
No. I have the bitter taste of blood in my tongue. It stinks of several other people.
Oh, jeez.
But, however, none of them are the constable, so that's a good sign. Yeah. I didn't need the constable.
How do you know it's
how do you
not
know?
The constable?
Because like, I just can tell.
Oh, blood memory.
Yes.
No.
Blood memory?
Blood memory is a thing.
It's
a werewolf thing.
It is actually a werewolf.
Like two.
Yeah. And it's only the
yeah,
constable.
I don't know if your new companion knows you're a werewolf yet.
No,
oh, by the way,
yeah, we told
I'm well
you.
I'm a werewolf. and the good news, though, the giant has agreed to join my operation. So, I got a giant.
Wait, hold on.
So, you're a giant?
Well, there's a stipulation to it.
Well, yeah, I got to pay him, like, I had to buy him a 5,000 gold piece custom suit of plate mail.
You do
but
realize.
Besides that,
oh, Jesus.
I have a giant.
But, here's the thing. These giants were invading the land in order to take over from the mother.
I know, but now he's on our side because he's my giant.
Okay. Right.
He's not particularly that smart.
Oh.
Yeah. Neither am I.
Great.
So
now we have a giant plate mail toddler that can throw tantrums at a woman.
Well, basically, he's like from the lower castes of giant life. That's why he only wears like animal furs. And
the
more advanced giants wear armor that they craft, but they don't craft it for the lower caste. So basically,
I felt bad for
him. He feels more advanced because he's like, I'm going to have armor like my captains in the army for serving him. Oh. So it's kind of like a boost.
Yeah,
great. We got a power tripping giant.
Yeah, power tripping.
Yeah.
Giant.
Boy. Okay. All right. All right. We'll see how long that goes on for.
When this is all over, I'm going back home.
No, 11 total.
Or you're not.
Yeah, 11 total.
No.
Wasn't the island...
Well, you don't have to pick, like, different, like, these numbers.
Island taken over by, like, aliens or something.
You pick 11 spells. Taken over by the elves.
Yeah, yeah,
the
elves.
You can cast any spell you have memorized, you can use these spells for. So you don't have to say, I want two of these.
Well, while we sort this one out, let me just say thank you for listening to Dungeonetics. Of course, we can be reached on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all at Dungeonetics. And... from the heart, I'd just like to say one particular thing. As a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, it's our responsibility to create escapism, a different world you're allowed to live in, because these are trying times. And I can go on and on about my beliefs, and I want to. But this is a fantasy. I feel as though it's my responsibility not to bum you out. You didn't come here to listen to someone talk forever about their ideologies. But there's certain things out there I just can't stand behind. So please, if you have a problem with it, reach out to us at dungeonetics@gmail.com or dungeonetics on Twitter. Or Instagram, or on our Facebook page. And I have nothing else left to say. Thank you. Good luck.
Need 11 spells.
Went
total.
To the island.
Uh-huh.
Is because I lost my memory completely.
So like this got, one like, amnesia. Allows anything that's like a legendary fact. Well,
yeah,
in the world,
I got the.
You can
shit
basically
out
learn
of
the history
just
of it.
Blanked it.
Did he do it?
That one allowed to contact a greater power on another plane and ask it questions about.
Cool.
What's happening.
There's a
basically the powers of the skull you now possess within your new body.
Is that where
if you want to, but.
Dude, that's all we do is murder people.
Yeah, but just realize it's my fault after this is all right. Over.
Well, I know, but we love killing things.
Well,
we
do kind of
owe you one.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Brian, after we're done with this, we're going to go help
I have to get
Winterbottom kill his whole village.
Okay. Well, I mean, just exact revenge, I believe.
Everyone
is due
except
upon
for that one
people.
Guy who gave him a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
Just that guy's gets to live.
And he's going to turn him and go, thanks for the candy.
Well, you remember when you went to defeat the Duke?
Yeah.
That you fought golems.
Yeah.
And you knew, I basically told you, I'm like, no one possesses the technology of golems you've ever met other than the clans and Eason. Yeah. And everyone assumed Eason sold it to them. But the person that betrayed you is in control of one of the clans.
You should just have real.
Doesn't matter. We just get to kill things. That's all I'm here for anyway. So.
There's some intrigue there. I thought you were here for the money.
That too. And
all
the women.
Right, so basically you have everything.
What women?
What do you guys want
to
do?
The magical D&D women that we never get to... deal with because John always averts it from something cool.
Hey, you made out with someone and then get crushed by Triceratops or something.
That's true. I've also made out with Hustle's sister.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me.
I try to do it every time we play.
Okay.
Dog.
So, the White Tower is really our main objective here.
All right, let's go.
No, knock, knock.
We're right in the middle of a crime scene, and you just want to run off and make another one.
Yeah, we got to be good.
That's what we do, isn't it?
We got to be careful.
The constable's dead.
The constable died while you guys were unconscious.
I got worried when I read mine. Honestly, I got worried that I killed Bobby. It said constable, and you were the constable the last time.
No, no. Constable Aiden was one of the guys promoted to the council because the council, he lost face with the council, and he started protesting them. So then they promoted him and Hutzel to sit as temporary members on the council, and he died while you guys were unconscious.
Do we talk to the council? Do we...
Yeah, what do we know about the particulars of his murder?
Council's corrupt. Anyone figured that out yet?
Yeah, we can't talk to the council. I think we have some allies on the council. But
council
I think
no bueno.
There's 5 members of the council left. There's Shepard, who's been helping you. Elmar, he's the leader of them. There's the priest guy that created the cathedral and gave you the mace to borrow.
He's cool. We like that.
There's him. There's the really quiet guy you really don't know anything about.
Yeah, he's
evil. He's never done anything. He owns a very little land. But they're basically all here, and they're trying to figure out how next to approach it. Because since they had the council, the people have been investigating that. They sent the first away party because you guys were unresponsive at the time. That didn't work out.
Bunch of idiots.
But they're trying to secure the tower. So now that the Duke is gone, if they can secure the tower, then the city of Haven should be pretty safe. And as a side note, the reason why you guys are in Haven in the first place is to secure a scroll from the tower.
Okay. So that we can hopefully end the zombie apocalypse.
I'm having a lot of weird flashes where I can see the future.
Okay. It happens when you get older, Brian.
Yeah, but it's the opposite.
Can you see the past?
No.
Oh, so you can't see what ate?
So, to my advantage, we have like the upper hand if we go into the tower. We have an upper hand a little bit.
What's our upper hand?
You got me.
In the future, a little bit.
I'm a werewolf.
Okay.
So, like, how much is a little bit? Like, 5 minutes? A minute?
I don't know.
2 seconds?
So, what did we do right? No, it's 5. Okay, do we...
I don't know. I don't know, Bobby. But I do know that, like...
This Bobby character.
Chester. I don't know. But the skull disappeared.
I know. I didn't remember his name, too.
The skull disappeared, and I am crazier than ever. So, I don't know.
So why the hell are we going to listen to you? Let's work so well before.
But... Well, it just kind of interesting.
I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
We still have this dead guy.
Chester.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? And all these supposed witnesses and informants and whatnot, we should probably go talk to figure this out first.
Well, that's true. There's a good chance that whoever killed the constable may be one of the traitors that's sitting on the council.
Kelsey. I know. Okay. That's why we need to tell the constable nothing, because
the constable's dead.
No, the consul.
The council.
He just mispronounced it.
Yeah, I mispronounced it. Yeah. The council. I put the two words together. The
constable?
The constable.
Well, on a side note, I also, too, have been feeling a little changed from our encounter with the tower. So,
did you wake up dressed in a woman's dress?
I don't know how I'm going to perform in our next combat, but it should be interesting.
Are you like some Viagra?
Wait. Do you feel stronger, or is there a problem?
I definitely feel stronger. I don't know if it's a corrupting influence, if it's a good influence. I'm still trying to feel it out. I definitely feel more powerful. I seem to suddenly be in tune with the magics of this world.
Can I roll like a religion check on him?
You could.
Have you think possession?
10 plus A would be my wisdom modifier, right?
Yeah.
Are
so,
you
14.
Are you Catholic?
You're now Buddhist.
Like there's energy about him? Or?
You feel like his soul, since that huge explosion of energy from the well, it seems like his soul is brighter than it was before. Like, he has a much more vibrant spirit.
I'm on a blood hangover.
Mark's drunk.
On a side note, we need to make sure that someone chains up the dog during the next full moon.
We'll be fine with that. We're good.
No way, man. It's awesome. I eat random things.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I can sense things.
Then let's scout out the tower.
So okay. I was right?
Let's not go in there loosey-goosey anyway.
Well, I kind of feel like
I still want to talk to somebody first.
Okay, well,
let's talk to the tower.
We should really, really probe.
Let's go to the watch house.
The town hall.
I don't trust the.
What happened with you, Kelsey? They're the only ones there. It was us, the council, and the.
Is there someone we can
watch? Oh, the leader of the watch is now basically the leader of the guard, which is
so Sergeant Golden. So we're pretty quick.
The leader of the men at arms, sergeant at arms, because the watch they just lost the top of the watch. He died.
Well, there you go.
All right,
well, that's a strong motivator.
What happened with you while we were out cold?
Hold on,
not much.
I have an idea.
Yeah. How do we always gloss over the not much thing? Anybody else want to mess with?
Is there a way that we can sneak out? I don't want to talk to them.
There's guards posted at the door. They're not going to stop.
Why don't you just turn into a mouse and get out of here?
What about you guys?
Why don't you just go do it and come back?
I want to know who witnessed the murder. We got to start somewhere.
A little professional courtesy.
He was the one that found the body.
Yeah, I found the body.
But we don't know if there's any like literal witness.
Why don't you just go out? You're like a cop. You were an officer when we were at the island.
Yeah.
A little professional courtesy. You know, go out there.
No one actually found the murder weapon.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll find something better than they can. You're a little bit more.
Well, what does it look like? Is it like
a
stab?
It was a dagger.
It was a dagger. Well, I think
was it a retractable dagger?
before we head to the tower, two orders of business.
Zod knows something. I can tell by looking at Joe.
Put together is one. We should probably look into the constable's murder. And two, we should probably tell the council to stop sending red shirts into the tower.
Okay.
Stem the tide.
How about
this? Shut up! Kazaa has something important to tell us. I can sense it in my wolfy ways.
Your wolfy ways.
Well, I have the dagger.
Bum, bum, bum!
Why do you have the dagger?
Where'd you get the dagger?
He did it! Kill him! Did you kill the constable?
Give me the knife. Give me the knife. Please.
I was looking for answers.
Hang him by his toes.
And see visions from it. And that's when the skull disappeared.
How did you even get the dagger?
Yeah, where'd you find the dagger?
I don't know.
Just make something
You
up.
Don't remember?
Really? No.
Do you not remember your last...
Dude, it's been a while.
Okay, let me...
I'm going to get rid of this dagger?
Well, I took the dagger after the explosion. I have the dagger. I was trying to see if to find where it came from and anything. The explosion happened.
Worst...
The crystal skull disappeared.
Wizard.
You blacked out.
Ever. Yes.
Killed somebody. Okay, sorry,
this is your last event that you have.
This top one?
Yeah.
You're in a harem?
That was me.
So,
I said we split up into two different groups.
Because you know, that's how horror movies start.
Well, but the zombies are gone, so we're going to be fine.
We're going to werewolf for this, so what else can go wrong?
And that's the continuation of that.
Jesus Christ.
Someone's got to talk.
I can't remember what happened either.
I will throw an even bigger bomb into the table.
Man. I'm trying to remember everything that happened last time this was happening.
All right. I know. It's been a while.
I know.
And it's all coming back to me.
It's all coming back to me now.
Okay. So I had a vision or dream, or maybe it did happen, that I killed him.
Of course.
I knew that. He has a dagger. Why wouldn't you have killed him, you genius?
I don't know. I was in a trance. So, it wasn't me. It's like a vision.
It wasn't me.
It feels like it didn't happen, but it happened.
Wait.
Have you learned?
When did you go into this trance? When you were
after the explosion.
Hang on.
Actually, I was banging on the counter.
It wasn't me.
Before. I woke up and Aiden had woke me up.
And you killed him.
After. Covered in blood.
So there's a very Aiden. Strong possibility that you stabbed the constable.
Yeah.
And you don't know why.
Yeah. I was either hypnotized, or I was under a trance.
Or possessed,
or anything.
I'm going to go with possessed. And I'm going to say it was Hutzel's sister that possessed you.
Last time we were playing, she was possessing you very strongly.
But I was trying to find out what was coming from the dagger. Signed for the dagger pizza.
Yes. So, he's signing for custody of evidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
basically.
Okay, it's... you're not going to the watch house.
No.
Go talk to the council.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, I go into the council, say, no, I can't tell them what I know.
No, don't tell them.
No, don't tell them.
We, listen, we need to find out which one of them is actually going to assist us in any way. Also, I'm sure
what if we play it off like nothing happened?
Fine.
And see, make them wonder, like, if they're in on it, they're going to think to themselves, well, maybe nothing happened because they're cool, he seems normal, like...
First things first, you need to not have the dagger on your person.
I don't have it with
me. Where did it go?
It's back at the inn or wherever. You're
staying in the council chamber.
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
You're so the dagger's screwed.
Here. The dagger's here. All
the right. Dagger's upstairs. In your cup with a badge next to it that says, "Hi, my name is Kazak Kingsley" on it.
Who has the highest? Who has the highest constitution?
Why don't you just go up there, turn into a ferret or something, and get rid of it?
15?
Not me.
And, plus
what's your constitution?
Constitution is 12.
Oh, Jesus. So you have the highest constitution.
Yeah.
Why don't you just turn into, like, a ferret and go up
Why
there?
Why is he doing this ferret thing?
Yeah, so...
Grab it, turn into an eagle, and fly it away. Let you what you do, man!
So, Chester, if I go talk to them, and if we go... Should we all go?
No. Wait a minute.
I want to talk to them. Wait a minute. I want to talk to
Hold
cops.
On a second. Is this Wait. Place we're in
made of stone?
Wait, doesn't matter. Yeah. We know who did the killer.
All right, yeah. Here.
Wait a second.
What were you thinking? I have an idea too. But
this
you
building's
first.
Made of stone. You could do the stone thing.
Something.
No, you could go into through the stone to the room, grab the dagger, put it on your person, and when you go back into the wall, it goes with you. Come back down here, and we'll have the dagger with us.
What? Why did you just put your dagger in your pants? Nobody would see it and walk out.
I know, but if he goes into the room, he could go through the walls and get to it.
Okay, how about
to
do this then? How about...
No, if he puts it on his person, he can go back into the wall with it.
Who do you want to frame on the council?
Oh, that's a twist.
Bum, 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 bum.
Who do we think is the worst one? The one that could have pulling the strings.
Who were the five people on the council?
Well, there's Lynn Banther.
Yes.
Kingsley Woodworth. Those are the least vocal. They're the minor nobles.
Those we don't
haven't
want.
Haven't really done anything.
They're fine. We'd like them.
Chancellor Elmar is the one chosen by the old duke, and he runs all of them.
Yeah, we can't let go of that guy.
Shepherd, and there's Councillor Shepherd, who is the mage.
Yeah, Shepherd's our guy.
And then there's the priest guy, the guy that let you loan the mace.
That caused this whole thing. I say we do the priest. Well, I mean, know what I mean?
What I'm going to attempt to do. What I'm going to attempt to do.
Turn to a flea.
No,
What is he, Sam Merlot? He's going to turn
into a flea and bite his nuts.
This is what I'm proposing.
Yeah.
Can I do a spot check to make sure that the guards aren't listening or anything of that sort outside?
Okay.
You give him the black flag.
They're listening. We're already screwed, anyways, because I already heard he said he has a dagger.
No, nobody's listening to us.
So, what I'm thinking is, I'll pass through the stone thing, go through the walls, grab the dagger.
Can we just admit that was a good idea?
That's a pretty good idea.
Thank you.
Throw it out the window.
Cross our fingers. If I go over to his bed or something,
put it under his pillow.
Why not?
Or put it in his drawer.
Just plant it there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone needs to head to the guardhouse and just...
You'll be really sneaky.
Mark.
Can I just...
May?
I don't... I'm really easy.
What if you take this to the back of his dresser? Inside the wall.
We go talk to Mr. Who's the least valuable on the council? What's his name?
There's Lynn Banther, who's really quiet, and Kingsley Woodworth. He says a little more, but he doesn't... Most of his land is outside the city.
All right, so
he's not that... Neither of them are really powerful.
Okay, but... the second one there.
Kingsley.
Because you know that name always works out well for us.
Well, not Kingsley.
Kingsford.
Kingsley.
That guy.
That guy.
We go talk to that guy, right? We press him for information. Okay? Here's the thing. Press him for information. See if he knows anything. If he doesn't know anything, fine, whatever. He'll give us something, right? And in turn, we'll give him a chance. At some more lands. What we'll do is we'll knock off one of the priests and just set him up, right?
as a little puppet priest.
Yeah.
So he'll be our guy on the inside.
I don't...
Even if he doesn't know anything, it's still a chance to gain, one, spot on the council for ourselves, because we have a guy in there.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it might just really lead to something.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I don't particularly like the idea of framing a man who may... Yeah.
It's the priest. It's his damn fault we're in this mess to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he just...
He's got to go.
Why is it his
fuck
fault?
With us, you get
it's
fucked
been a
with.
While. I'm trying to remember. How did the priest get us in trouble?
He
gave us the mace that caused this whole thing.
You had the... you disliked him ever since there was the first killer that had the bone statue that was stolen from his church.
Everything seems to happen from around this guy. This guy always seems to have evil things happening around him for some reason.
My character's kind of lawful, so I'm not sure I like the idea of framing a potentially innocent
man. Well, you joined the wrong clan.
Sounds about right.
All right,
so who's up for assassinating a priest?
Me!
Do we have to assassinate him?
Well, not literally.
Not yet.
Not right yet, but we're going to, in a roundabout way, assassinate this guy. We're going to frame him.
Is 11 right now?
Yeah.
In the beginning stages?
Do you feel
we're
like
a medium-long con.
Yeah. Do you feel like by doing this, it'll help with our situation in the tower?
Yes.
In a way, it could. Also, because I don't know where the skull is.
We'll have a guy that has access to all sorts of holy crap.
Well, yeah, but I'm just making him out of the picture would probably free up some of the enemies or some of the encounters that we may have. Because, you know, if he's a powerful guy and he's the one that we need to kill.
And we got to buy his ball hair. Like, if he's the guy.
I heard he's a shaper.
Well, they've got him by the scrot.
Oh,
the
scrot.
I say we do it. 4-1. Let's go.
So, let's you go want to frame
climb
the
wall.
Priest.
Well, what? We don't know if we have to get to that yet. Let's go talk to this guy.
I thought we were going
to
frame the priest.
No, let's talk to the guy first. Mm-hmm. Press the lower Kinsey for Kinsey information.
What if we press all five of them for information separately?
No.
You know, I'm tired of waiting around this dungeon. Like, crack open the door.
Well, you know what I mean?
Well,
no,
wait a minute. Would like what to make one suggestion what if we, before we leave?
I close the door.
Kazaa needs to not be left alone anymore. I'm thinking we should have a buddy system here.
Well, yeah, I definitely need to not be left alone.
Because I can probably remove the taint from this gentleman. You should just...
But what if we just not just press...
You need a scalpel for that?
He's just from Ripper.
Just borrow the whole implement again.
What if we not just press that one guy? What if we press, like I'm saying, we kind of press all five of them?
Well, start with this. If it leads to other avenues, we'll
gladly take those. We don't want to... Press too hard.
I figure this guy
has the most to gain.
Yeah.
Did you plant the dagger?
So he'll sing if we throw some.
No, we're not going to do that yet.
When did this become a big game of diplomacy?
I don't know.
Right now.
This is insane. All right.
Insane. All right. So you guys leave your chamber and you go to Kinsey's room.
What type of sport with motors do vampires love? Drac racing. You're listening to Dungeonetics. I'm so tired. Anyway, have a magical experience. Have a good night. Jimmy, say something. See that? See those blue lines are... Yes, you did do it. Those blue lines are actually waveforms recording the frequencies of the tones. Do you have anything to say for the world?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say?
I did it down.